This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Istanbul, Turkey. We're closing out the 40th Chess Olympiad, and most of the players are kind of out and milling around and socializing and getting ready for the closing ceremonies tonight. I have with me Aubrey Capel, who is representing Suriname, and I'm going to ask him some questions about his team's performance and perhaps some activities in his country. How are things going this Olympiad?
Oh, things are going good. We have a very young team. The men's team, we're having two youngsters and two senior players. And one of our players, that is Roger Matuwi, is well known in the Caribbean. He made his FM norm. So now we have a second FM in Suriname. First one was Gayadin, and now we have Roger Matuwi. And he is now a PDA master. And the women's section, I'm not quite sure, because one of the players, Ekaterina, she had also the opportunity to get an FM norm, but I don't know how the game went. She needs to draw her game to gain the title. So I'm not a little bit unsure at that moment, because I can't get any results now. I haven't seen my teammates yet, so I'm hoping that we have another female master also in Suriname. So things are going good. We in Suriname, we also got from the 3 days, we got the dates of the Umada Cup. It is decided that Suriname will host the third edition of the Umada Cup. That will be the 3rd till the 7th of October in Suriname. So hereby I invite all my colleagues from the Caribbean to visit Suriname to come to the Umada Cup. We a short time, but we try to do our best to make it a very festival tournament. So I'm very glad that this is a big impulse for Suriname. All the Caribbean players could come to Suriname, and the people of Suriname, they could see what chess is doing for children, for education, and the positive sides of chess.
So I've seen you, I met you actually in Trinidad, mm-hmm. and you had a young contingent there. Do you plan on having any more delegations to send abroad to gain experience?
Yes, this is where we're looking at that. Right now we have very young players. We send them to, most of them, to Trinidad and Barbados. We try to send them to get the exposure, to get all those experience from the tournament. That's why we were trying to get the UMAD also in Suriname, because you get a lot more players to get the opportunity to play against stronger players, to have some more experience. So it is going good. Well, I'm very satisfied with the way how chess is developing in Suriname. We have been a lot of players that are coming up right now, and the second batch of strong players, they're already coming up. So when I see chess being, when I started playing, say for instance, in about 35 years ago, you was a nerd when you were playing chess. And you were like, what? You're playing chess? But now, the person not playing chess, they are the nerds right now. So it's a bit, I'm very glad that to see that all my efforts I put into chess, that right now all the youngsters are benefited from that. So I'm very pleased to see how the progress is going in Suriname.
Well, certainly you have rejuvenated the program there in Suriname. Mm-hmm. I know that at one time the Caribbean was very active and gone through its downturns, and now it seems like it's picking up again. What has been your overall experience here in Istanbul in terms of the city and the Olympiad organization and just the experience of your players as well?
Okay, my expectations were very high for this Olympiad, but I see the biggest problem in this Olympiad is the language barrier, because in the first few days there was struggling to understand each other, but right now it is running smooth. Overall, it's still a good tournament, and we have visited some places in Istanbul. So I had no idea that 20 million people were living in Istanbul. I said, oh my gosh, in my country we hardly have 500,000 people. So see 20 people walking around, and it's a very nice experience. And I'm glad I'm being here. I'm very glad I'm here. I was a little bit in doubt to come here, but now I'm very pleased to come here. I like Istanbul, that's it.
Well, hopefully if all things go well, you'll be in Tromsø, Norway in 2014. And I wish you all the best in Suriname, and hopefully I'll be seeing you soon somewhere in the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere in the Caribbean. Yes, I will see you.
Okay.
Yes. Right.
All right. That was Aubrey Cafel, Suriname, and we're signing off in Istanbul.